This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Our cell phone number here at the station, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, love to hear from you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also give us a call toll free to get on the air, 877-235-1310. You can learn more about Klaus Financial online, their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And the telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Or if you want to get on the air with C.J. Klaus and Malia Cuevas, we'd love to hear from you now with your retirement-related question. Number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And joining us this morning are C.J. Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. How are you, Sean?
Doing really well. Great to hear from both of you. Malia, how are you this morning?
Very good. It's a fine day in the neighborhood, as Mr. Rogers would say. It's gorgeous outside.
It is definitely beautiful. And we've got a beautiful topic ahead. We're going to be talking about folks who have the required minimum distributions, what they are, all about them. That's another very popular acronym in your business, RMD. So we'll get into that in just a moment. A couple things to keep in mind. Of course, phone lines are open. Love to get your question. Also, a great thing that goes on during Money in Motion is an opportunity to win a fantastic prize. This week, no exception. The folks from Klaus Financial have provided a $25 gift card to Home Depot for the Klaus Quiz Question Week, which we will do a little bit later on in the program. Little tip, though, listen closely to the program. Typically, both the question and answer come up during the show. And by the way, before we get talking about this week's topic, RMDs, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question Week. Get the question and the answer as well.
Yeah, so last week's show was a really fun show because we talked about things that are free when it comes to some of your retirement planning. So if you didn't listen to that, that might be a good one to listen back to on one of our podcasts. But we did have a lot of listeners for our actual question last week. And the question was, name one of three credit reporting agencies from where you can receive a free credit report annually from. So your choices and our answer of the week from Dina of Stoughton. She correctly answered TransUnion or Equifax or Experian. Those are the three credit reporting agencies. So listen carefully today and you might win the prize.
A great opportunity there. And as Malia mentioned, you can always listen back to the podcasts for free, by the way. Just head on over to klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Today, we're going to be talking about an important term when it comes to retirement planning for those folks who will be turning 72 this year. We are going to be talking this morning about RMDs. What do we need to know? What are they? What's the ins and outs there?
Yeah, we like to bring up required minimum distributions, another one of those acronyms in our industry, from time to time, because it impacts the majority of Americans at some point as they age. Or even if they haven't saved into their own retirement account, often you have to be familiar with this term because it may impact you as a beneficiary. Malia will be talking about that more as we move forward. But RMDs is what we're going to be talking about, and I will begin with some kind of bottom line information here. So the concept is you've been faithfully putting away money into your retirement account, things like 401ks, 403bs, IRAs for the past few decades. And your accounts have been growing tax deferred, which is a real thing inside of your portfolio. But unfortunately, you can't keep retirement funds in your account indefinitely. The IRS does want to start collecting their tax money at some point. So think about this. You put money in pre-tax to your 401k or traditional IRA. It's been growing tax deferred. So you didn't pay tax when it went in. You have not been paying tax along the way. And therefore, the IRS says, ooh, how long can we allow this to occur before we start getting some of that tax revenue? So this is where the required minimum distribution rules come to play. As the IRS says, okay, we've waited long enough. So some things to know. You can always withdraw more than the minimum required amount. Again, you can always withdraw more than that minimum required amount. And there is a difference, by the way, between being eligible to make withdrawals without a penalty, that's age 59 and a half, versus when you are required to be making minimum distributions. So withdrawals from your retirement accounts will be included in your taxable income for any part that was, except for any part, I should say, that was taxed before. Or, of course, any part that comes out of a Roth IRA. So this is important. We'll talk more about it later. But Roth IRAs, assuming it's your Roth IRA, typically do not have required minimum distributions, whereas pre-tax retirement accounts, for the most part, do. Therefore, the question when you must begin taking these distributions, of course, and from what accounts and how much. And this is where things changed beginning in 2020 and probably will continue to evolve in the years to come. In past years, we've discussed RMDs relative to age 70 and a half. Anybody who's listened to this show goes, yep, I've heard this, age 70 and a half. But believe it or not, this was adjusted with the passing of the Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement Act, also known as the SECURE Act. This was signed into law in December of 2019, and you generally now have to start taking withdrawals from your IRA, simple IRA, SEP IRA, or pre-tax retirement account by the age of 72. So again, RMDs used to be for most Americans 70 and a half, now for most Americans moving forward, it's 72. However, this people go, well, which is it, 70 and a half or 72? And the answer is, of course, like everything, it depends. One way to think about it, and just apply this to yourself, is if your 70th birthday is, if your 70th birthday is July 1st, 2019 or later, you do not have to take withdrawals until you reach age 72. Let me repeat that. If your 70th birthday is July 1st, 2019 or later, you do not have to take withdrawals until you reach age 72.
Really?
So continuing on, we also there's some things to know as it relates to which accounts you actually have to make these distributions from. So this would include like SEP IRAs and simple IRAs. You typically have to take your first minimum distribution April 1st of the year following the calendar year in which you turned 72. Now, again, if it was 70 and a half, if you turned 70 and a half if you're already RMD age and it was 70 and a half for you, it is the first year in which you become eligible for required minimum distributions. That is the first and the only year in which you could wait until April 1st of the next year to pull your minimum distribution. So you have this one kind of, when you first become eligible, you have this one year to say, hey, I actually don't have to take that minimum distribution by year end. I could wait until April 1st of the following year. But then every year thereafter, it's December 31st. And finally, 401k profit sharing or other defined contribution plans. This is pretty interesting. As a matter of fact, generally, again, the same kind of April 1st rule applies for the first year in which you turn 70 and a half. However, if you are still eligible to contribute to a 401k plan that is pre-tax or a 403b, you actually don't have a required minimum distribution. The RMD only begins once you're no longer eligible to make contributions. And huge, huge important fact. In IRA land, you can pull your entire required minimum distribution from one of any combination of all of your IRAs. So if you have four different pre-tax IRAs and it's just you, you can take it from just one to meet the entire minimum across all of them. But that does not work if you also have money in a 401k. So the 401k pre-tax money would not apply to meeting your minimum distribution. That would have to be a separate calculation entirely. So a lot of things we're discussing here, but there you go. There's some quick and dirty, important information to know about RMDs.
A lot of great information to digest there. If you've got questions about RMDs or anything related to retirement planning, we've got our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial here to help you right now and answer your question. Love to get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's klaasfinancial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Do not forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. We'll continue our conversation with CJ Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Klaus Financial online. Their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A great resource for Klaus Financial. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Talking about RMDs this morning. So let's talk as we continue our conversation about RMDs. Of course, there is a minimum. How is that calculated every year? And it seems like it changes every year for most people. Am I correct on that?
You are correct. So there's basically two changing parts every year. First, obviously, whether you know this or not, your age changes. So as you're getting older, the formula works to make sure that you're taking out the appropriate amount as you age. And so do your account balances. They change as well from year to year. So now, as CJ mentioned, 2020 was unique because when the passing of the CARES Act, which passed last March, it actually allowed for people to skip their RMDs for calendar year 2020, which just kind of messes everybody's heads up because they don't know what to do for this year. And that's something that's never occurred before. But for those people who didn't need the income, it was actually something pretty good for them to just be able to push it forward. So moving into 2021, RMDs do need to come out as scheduled for people. And really the equation is, just track with me for a moment. If you take your December 31st balance of all your retirement accounts, and this would exclude Roth accounts because Roth IRAs do not require withdrawals until after the death of the owner. A Roth 401k does have an RMD, even though you don't have to pay taxes on it. So you do want to roll those over to Roth IRAs, but that's a separate item here. So just from your other retirement balances, you would take that prior year, divide that number by the life expectancy factor, and that's determined by the uniform lifetime table. So essentially, it's kind of an actuarial look at how long they expect you to live. So the table outlines a percentage of calculation, and you can go to irs.gov to their website. They actually have an automatic RMD calculator, so that can perform the calculation for you. But an example, if in 2020, the balance on your retirement account, say, was $100,000, and you're turning 72 in 2021, you would take those account balances from last year and either divide your life expectancy, which is 25.6, or multiply your account balance by 3.91. So that would give you an estimated $3,900 that you would be required to take out of your retirement accounts and pay taxes on that amount. So it doesn't mean that you can't reinvest that money. Doesn't mean you can't spend that money. You have choices, and there's other choices with RMDs that we've mentioned before, and we'll do so again with regards to qualified charitable donations and so forth. But the point is here, you want to make sure you get those dollars out and either transfer them directly into an after-tax account so they can grow again, or perhaps you're already using it for income. So for many people, this honestly becomes a non-issue because they've already been taking their income perhaps for the last 6-7 years since they retired. So you do have one choice, and one choice is this. If you turn 72, say in 2021, you do have up until April 1st of 2022 to take that first RMD. But what you will have to do in that first year, because as CJ mentioned, it's the only time this is an opportunity, you still would have to take another RMD in 2022. So you'd basically be doubling up. And for most people, they don't want to double up and take more income for any particular year because they're going to pay more in taxes. So you do have a choice, but you want to be careful on that. Some other things to know, if you have a younger spouse, if the sole beneficiary of your IRA for the entire year is your spouse who's more than 10 years younger than you, then you can use the joint expectancy table. So you won't have to take out quite as much. And we do have a lot of clients in that situation. They want to defer defer the income as and the taxes as long as possible. So that could make sense by using that other table. And one thing to note is that actually in 2022, the IRS has a new life expectancy table. The last time it was updated was about 20 years ago, and people are living longer. So there will be some new calculations effective in January of 2022, just keep note of that. And finally, a big confusing point for many people is they have, say, six different IRAs or, you know, all different institutions, one at their bank and maybe an old 401k and so forth. And they get letters from every single institution every year that says you have to take out this much for your RMD. And this really is a cause for, you know, question. The truth is the IRS does not care from where you take your RMD distribution. So you should speak to your financial advisor to find out what would make the most sense. But the point is you do not have to take it pro rata out of every single account. You could take it out of one single IRA as long as you have satisfied the total RMD for the year. So just keep track of that. We don't want anyone missing their required minimum distribution.
Really important there, that is for sure. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you've got questions, still got time to get you on the air, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. It is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. And the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial. Financial.com. We'll talk about if, let's say you're in that situation, you forgot to take out your RMD for a year. What exactly happens then? We'll find out from CJ and Malia. We'll also do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial. I mentioned the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. But I failed to mention the opportunity to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a fantastic weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast. It is a valuable piece of information. Just head on over to klossfinancial.com. Get subscribed there. Again, that's klossfinancial.com. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Talking this morning with CJ and Malia about RMDs, and let's talk then about folks who may have forgotten or neglected to take their RMD out for the year. What happens?
Yeah. So I'm gonna talk about what happens if you forget to take your RMD out, and I'll give you a hint. Don't do that. It is something you want to make sure that you get out by the end of each year. However, before I do that, I just want to kind of recap here quickly. So again, RMD stands for Required Minimum Distribution. It used to be for anybody over the age of 70 and a half, and now due to the passage of the Secure Act, it is if your RMD is 70 and a half or if it begins at age 72, you can go online or listen back to this show, and we kind of gave some specifics about that. Another important kind of recap factor is as it relates to required distributions, in the first year in which you become eligible to pull required distributions, you have this option to wait until the following year by April 1st of the year after you first become eligible, or I should say required. But as Malia just mentioned here a moment ago, we don't typically see people do that because if you do that, then you'd have to double up in one year. Now, there can be an exception to that. The exception can be, but I'm retiring, you know, this year, and my income is higher because I'm working. And next year, even though I'll have a double up of required distributions, my income will be lower and my marginal bracket will be lower. Well, that is a perfect example of why that's available. And then finally, Malia also mentioned that RMDs are calculated separately for each IRA, but they can be aggregated to be pulled from just one IRA. The IRS doesn't care if you pull it, you know, pro rata or if you pull it all out of one. They say you just have to meet the entire minimum distribution. Except there is an, I feel like everything has an exception, right? Except if you have money left over in a pre-tax ERISA-based 401k plan, which some people do this. They go, oh, I just never rolled it over. That does not apply. There is a separate calculation and a separate pull that must occur out of that. And then, of course, finally, Malia hit the nail on the head before. She said these Roth 401ks are bizarre little beasts because Roth 401ks do have a required minimum distribution if you're no longer eligible to contribute, whereas a Roth IRA does not. So, oh boy, rules with exceptions all over the place. One of the reasons why a lot of people end up working with a, yes, working with a professional. But thus, there's our recap. We now come to what happens if you don't pull money out of your pre-tax IRA. Well, as I said, don't do that. If you fail to take your RMD by the deadline, there is a 50% penalty on the amount of the shortfall. If you miss that RMD for the year, you should take it as soon as possible. So once you kind of find out, oh my goodness, I missed it, take it as soon as possible. And then you would consult with your tax advisor about filing a form called 5329. And asking for a waiver of the penalty. The IRS actually will waive quite often the penalty as long as there was a good cause. Mm. It could just be, had a family event, it totally slipped my mind and I forgot to take it, right? Or it was my first year. They will look at waiving it if there is good cause. But
just tell them that CJ said that there was an exception. So.
Yeah, that's right. Right in my name in the form 5329 was my cell phone number. Don't do that.
Oh, no.
So anyway, so there are ways to kind of get out of that penalty. But again, generally, it is 50% of the amount. It's a penalty of 50% of the amount that should have come out. Also, we get questions about, you know, RMDs for people who have inherited IRAs. And this is an important factor. Inherited IRAs are treated very differently. They are normally subject to required minimum distributions. And this would include inherited Roth IRAs as an example. So again, for the grantor, the individual who actually contributed the money, there is no RMD from a Roth IRA. But when they give it to their children, grandchildren, beneficiaries, there historically has been a minimum distribution from both pre-tax and Roth retirement accounts. However, another one of these changes in 2020 is that now if you inherit one of those accounts moving forward, so this does, if you already have one of these accounts from before 2020, you have those RMD tables that apply. But now if you were to inherit something today going forward, there is actually no required minimum distribution from those retirement accounts. However, now all of the money must be out of that retirement account within 10 years, or I should say at the end of the 10th year post-death of the grantor. So that rule has now changed for inheritors. You don't have to pull the minimums anymore each year, but all of the money has to be out of those retirement accounts by the end of the 10th year post-death. So I know there's a lot going on here, folks, but hopefully you can listen back to the show or call us if you have interpretive questions.
And as we talk about a lot of great information this morning, you mentioned, of course, always being able to listen back to the program at klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Of course, if you've got questions, not going to charge you anything for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Again, that's 442-5637 for Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because now it's time for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's show to call the Klaas Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Home Depot. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. At what age must you first begin RMDs today? Is it 62 or age 72? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Home Depot. Again, that's Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment with Klaas. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number 442-5637 and the website klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic day.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. We'll go from talking RMDs to talking MDR with Making Dreams Realty next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial. I'm